Magic Light Pictures presents Rob Brydon, Choppy DeRusso, Carrie Ann Lloyd, Joanna Scanlon, Jodie Whittaker, and Susan Wacoma. In CG animation, people are bustling about the streets of London on a sunny morning. Two pigeons flutter off a pavement when a jogger passes by, then land on a small water fountain in a park. A bearded white man wearing his grey hair and a low ponytail is napping under a nearby tree. He has his brown and red checked hat pulled down over his eyes. A white and grey tabby cat with a green, red and white scarf around his neck is snoozing next to him. When the man sneezes, knocking his hat off, the cat jumps up. He stands on the man's chest and wakes him by gently tapping his nose with his paw. Now the man's sitting on a park bench, struggling to reach down to tie his shoelaces. His hat is balanced on top of a guitar case, leaning against the bench. While the man's leaning forward, the cat jumps up onto his back and loosens his shoulders with a paw massage. The man ties his laces and the cat hops back down. The man then takes a bowl out of a rucksack and fills it with water from a flask. He puts the bowl in front of the cat, then pours water into a cup for himself. Now wearing his hat and carrying his rucksack and guitar case, the man smiles at the cat. The cat jumps up onto the case and then the man's shoulder. Tammy McTat. In a quiet square, the man sits down on a fold-out stool with his acoustic guitar. With his cat sitting on the ground next to him, he starts tuning the guitar.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow.
Tabby McTat was a busker's cat with a meow that was loud and strong.
Meow.
The two of them sang of this and that, and people threw coins in the old checked hat. And this was their favourite song.
Me, you and the old guitar. How perfectly, perfectly happy we are.
McTat looks up at the busker with a content smile. He then turns to face the small crowd in front of them, which is made up of different kinds of people, from a boy with a skateboard to a businessman. Later, the busker's sitting on a set of steps in the square. He lifts a sandwich to his mouth, and McTat jumps up onto his bent knees. Smiling, the busker pulls a piece of bacon from the sandwich and gives it to him. A fly buzzes past, and McTat leaps off the steps and starts chasing it.
One morning, while Fred ate some bacon and bread, McTat took a stroll round the block. Then stopped. For there on a doorstep sat a gorgeously glossy and green-eyed cat. She was black with one snowy white sock.
A nervous McTat looks away. The black cat sees his front paws moving about as the fly buzzes under them. She pounces, and a startled McTat jumps into the air. They swipe at the insect before the black cat rolls onto her back and pushes McTat's mouth up into a smile with her front paws. The fly flits off, and an unimpressed McTat glares at the black cat. They then playfully bat at each other with their front paws. After a quick chase around the pavement, the black cat bops McTat on the nose. She laughs at his look of surprise, then bounds back up onto the doorstep.
Sock and McTat had a cat-to-cat chat, and that's how their story began. For while they were chatting of this and of that, a thief had his eye on the old checked hat. He eyed it. He snatched it. He ran.
Clutching his guitar, Fred sprints after the bold thief. The thief races up to a refuse collector and kicks over the bin he's pulling across the pavement. Fred leaps over the bin and carries on after the thief. Fred trips on his shoelaces and falls down a set of steps. Later, as he's being wheeled into an ambulance on a stretcher, a young boy looks to one of the paramedics.
Oh.
I saw the whole chase. He tripped on a lace and crash! In a flash, he was down.
He's broken his leg and he's banged his head.
And he ended up in a hospital bed in a faraway part of town.
The ambulance whizzes past the park, and an elderly woman feeding some pigeons is startled when McTat and Sock chase the birds away. The cats race round a tree, then sit up on their hind legs and lightly hit each other with their paws. Hearing a guitar, McTat goes wide-eyed and peers around the tree. He sees a young woman sitting cross-legged on the grass, tuning an acoustic guitar.
Goodbye,
McTat said.
I must get back to Fred.
He starts walking away, then looks back to smile at Sock. Now he's making his way along a busy street. When he sees a dog weighing against a lamppost, he hisses. He then reaches the spot where Fred was busking, but finds it deserted.
But where had the busker gone?
Looking worried, he pants over and sniffs the pavement. It's now evening, and McTat is sitting in his busking spot, his shoulders sagging slightly as rain falls around him. People hurry past, not noticing the little cat on his own.
The sun went down and the sky grew black. The stars came out, but he didn't come back. McTat lingered on and on.
Hearing a dog, McTat jumps through the bars of a metal fence behind him and hides in a bush. It's now daytime, and a man sweeps the pavement in front of the fence. He starts pushing his rubbish cart, revealing McTat still in the bushes. Sock appears nearby.
A week later, Sock took a stroll around the block and found her new friend looking thin.
With dark shadows under his eyes, McTat slips out from between the fence's bars.
He's gone off and left me,
said Tabby McTat. Then Sock said,
my people, Prunella and Pat, would gladly find room for a fine tabby cat.
Sock starts walking and nods her head, gesturing for McTat to follow. McTat spots some pigeons, but they flutter off when he pounces. Sock turns to him and watches as he sits down on the pavement with downcast eyes and lowers his head. McTat closes his eyes and Sock lies down nearby and goes to sleep. Day turns to night and McTat glances up, finding him and Sock still alone. Sock wakes up with a yawn and goes over to her dejected friend. McTat meets her gaze, looks out at the square once more, then starts following her as she sets off along the pavement. Outside her house, Sock stands up on her hind legs and scratches at the dark blue door with her front paws. The door opens and a warm light spills out of it. Sock disappears inside and McTat follows a moment later. When he finds a white, middle-aged woman with light hair and a kind face looking down at him, McTat gasps and bolts across the room, hiding under a chest of drawers. The woman sets a bowl of food in front of the drawers, and he comes out from underneath them and starts eating.
Poor darling. We must take him in.
A white woman with glasses and brown hair is standing next to her.
Next morning, old Fred left his hospital bed and found his way back to the square. But a brass band stood where the pair once sat. And the band played this. And the band played that. And Fred looked all round for his loud meowed cat. But Tabby McTat wasn't there.
With a bandage wrapped around his head, a sad-looking Fred tunes his guitar while sitting on the edge of the park's fountain.
Me, you.
He looks off to the side, finding nothing but a pigeon pecking at the ground. McTatt comes out into the sunny garden at Sock's house.
Now, McTatt had a wife and a very full life, with plenty of things to do, like washing Prunella and pouncing on Pat.
Prunella looks under the doormat.
And hiding the car keys under the mat.
McTatt's lying on a newspaper.
And keeping the newspapers nice and flat. And giving the pens an occasional bat.
He bites a plant.
And nibbling this.
Then jumps up next to a pie on the kitchen table.
And nibbling that.
Prunella, who's the brown-haired woman with glasses, lets out an exasperated sigh. As McTatt's playing with a squirrel toy, Pat kneels down next to him and holds out a collar with the same pattern as his scarf. He runs off, then settles down in a basket next to Sock.
But he dreamed of his friend with the old checked hat. And always woke up with a...
Meow!
And often he said...
What's happened to Fred?
And his paws took him back to the square.
He looks up at a mustachioed man holding a top hat.
Whoa. But a conjurer stood where the pair once sat, and he pulled out this, and he pulled out that, and people threw coins in the tall black hat. But the busker was never there.
His head hanging low, McTatt takes a few steps away from the crowd gathered around the conjurer. He sits on the pavement with his ears drooping down and stares at the ground. He carries on walking and arrives back at his new home to find Pat standing at the front door, shaking a bag of treats. Sock and Prunella join Pat at the door and McTatt climbs up the front steps. He pauses at the door, glances back at the street with a conflicted expression, then turns to look at Sock. A smiling Pat kneels down next to her, looking at McTatt and holding the collar in both hands. With a purr, Sock gives him an encouraging smile. He returns the smile, and when he goes inside, Prunella shuts the door behind him. The leaves on the tree outside the house are now golden brown. Inside, McTatt, who's wearing the collar, wakes up on the kitchen table. Sock appears in a doorway.
One morning, Sock said, "Look under the bed and see the three kittens I've had."
McTatt goes into the room and Pat lifts up the covers on one side of the bed, revealing two black and white kittens and one tabby.
Soames looks like this, and Susan like that, and our littlest kitten, called Samuel Spratt, looks exactly the same as his dad.
Purring, McTatt and Sock lean over the kittens and nuzzle each other. Now in the living room, Susan rolls over a ball of wool and Soames peers out from under a piece of knitting on an armchair. While McTatt's snoozing in his and Sock's basket, Samuel Spratt climbs over him but slips and falls in a bowl of water. While Pat's reading with Samuel Spratt curled up on her lap, Susan jumps on the cord hanging from the lamp next to her, switching the light off. Wide-eyed, the kittens are now standing at a window, chirping as they watch a bird flying about. It's a sunny day, and the kittens are in the garden with McTatt.
The three kittens grew, and they learned how to...
Meow!
And McTatt sometimes sang them his song.
Samuel Spratt, with his tabby grey fur, has a deafening meow and a very loud purr.
And he simply loved singing along.
Me, you and the old guitar, how perfectly, perfectly happy we are.
Me, you...
and the old guitar. How perfectly happy we are.
When Susan and Soames found very good homes, their parents were happy and proud. There was one home like this, and another like that.
Chickens in a garden.
But nobody wanted poor Samuel Spratt.
They all said his voice is too loud.
Pat's cradling Samuel Spratt in her arms, while McTatt and Sock are curled up together on the rug. It's a snowy night, and Fred's playing his guitar under a lamppost. He stops playing, and a small white cloud comes out of his cupped hands when he blows on them. At home, McTatt suddenly wakes up.
Now, Tabby McTatt was a home-loving cat. But he couldn't stop dreaming of Fred. And one day, he called for his wife and his son. And he told them,
"There's something that has to be done. I must go and find him,"
he said.
Bewildered, Samuel Spratt looks between his parents. After a few moments, Sock steps forward and nuzzles McTatt. Samuel Spratt sits down next to them and rests his head on Sock. Later, McTatt pushes open a window and jumps down onto the doorstep. As snow is falling all around him, he sets off down the street. Now he's at the top of some stairs leading down into an underground station. He darts down them and runs up another set of stairs coming out of the station. Now sitting on a wall, McTatt watches as a boat glides on the River Thames. He trots off along the wall as the boat goes under a bridge. It's now daytime, and the cat looks through the park gates before walking through a street market.
So up and down, and all over town, he wandered a whole week long. For many a morning and afternoon, by the light of the sun and the light of the moon.
He's perching on a rooftop, gazing out at London's high-rise buildings lit up against the night sky. It's a new day, and McTatt's sitting on a street corner. His droopy ears perk up one at a time.
Till he heard a familiar song.
He hurries down some steps and stops between two people watching Fred busk.
Just me and the old guitar. If I had a cat, I'd be happier far. Just me and the old guitar. With my cat, I'd be happier far.
Fred's eyes widen when he spots McTatt. When he kneels, McTatt leaps into his arms, and Fred holds him close.
It's Tabby McTatt! It's my long-lost cat!
Old Fred was ecstatically glad. The two of them sang of this and that, and people threw coins in the new checked hat.
McTatt's smile fades, and his ears droop slightly. It's now evening, and Fred shuts his guitar in its case. When McTatt goes to walk off in the opposite direction to him, Fred coaxes him over. Later, Fred opens his blue front door, and McTatt hesitantly goes into his semi-detached house. The cat smiles when he sees the colourful string of lights around the living room's big window. Now he's sitting in front of a small plate and a bowl in front of the electric fire. Fred fills the bowl with water from his flask, then sits down in a chair. McTatt's now lying down.
But why did McTatt feel sad? He was missing his wife and his comfortable life and the dozens of things to do, like washing Prunella and pouncing on Pat and hiding the car keys under the mat and keeping the newspapers nice and flat and giving the pens an occasional bat. But how could he tell the busker that?
McTat glances down at the tag on his collar, then jumps on a snoozing Fred's lap. He gently rests his paw on Fred's nose, and he wakes up with a small gasp.
Ow!
McTat shakes his head, rattling the tag. Fred looks down at it, then lifts it up with his hand. He raises his eyebrows when realization hits. With a sad smile, he gives McTat a cuddle. Wearing his checked hat and his coat, Fred steps out of the house with McTat. He bends his knees slightly and points one arm towards the ground. McTat runs up it and sits on his shoulder. At home, Sark and Samuel Spratt are curled up together on an armchair, sleeping. They wake up when they hear the doorbell. While Prunella's standing by the Christmas tree by one of the living room windows, Pat shows Fred into the room. Sock hops down from the chair and purrs while she rubs herself against Fred's legs. When Fred kneels on the floor, McTat jumps from his shoulder and nuzzles Sock. Samuel Spratt comes bounding over, and Fred grins as he strokes the kitten.
Oh.
The three cats are now perching on a footstool and watching as Fred, Pat and Prunella chat over cups of tea and mince pies. Later, at the front door, Prunella hands Fred his checked hat. With an air of sadness, he puts it on, and McTat steps up to him.
Meow.
Fred kneels, and McTat stands up on his hind legs, resting his front paws on Fred's chest as he nuzzles his chin. Samuel Spratt watches from under a table, then rushes after Fred as he's leaving.
Then out from a shadow sprang Samuel Spratt.
Oh, please let me be the busker's cat,
he said with his deafening
Fred gets down on one knee and topples over when the kitten pounces on him. With a chuckle, he looks up at Pat and Prunella. And McTat and Sock exchange a smile. Now in the square where he used to busk with McTat, Fred puts a red scarf on Samuel Spratt. McTat, Sock, Pat and Prunella are standing in the small crowd, smiling.
Now Samuel Spratt is the busker's cat.
Mm-hmm.
With a meow that is loud and strong.
Meow, meow, meow.
The two of them
meow,
sing of this
meow,
and that.
Though Samuel sings just a little bit flat.
And people throw coins in the old checked hat. And this is their favourite song.
Me, you and the old guitar. How perfectly, perfectly happy we are. Me, you and the old guitar. How perfectly happy we are. Me, you and the old guitar. How perfectly, perfectly happy we are. Me, you and the old guitar. How perfectly happy we are.
Zog and the Flying Doctors are waiting to whisk you away on iPlayer. Just press red. And the Christmas Treats, a never-ending Toy Story 4 here in 10 minutes. At the King's Christmas Broadcast, next on BBC One.